Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Cryptocurrency has had a roller coaster couple of weeks, and not for the first time. It's been in large part due to Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla and SpaceX. Sean Keyes, finance correspondent with The Currency, will join us in a moment to explain it all. But first, we want to go back to last weekend when Elon Musk made his Saturday Night Live debut. Let's take a listen.
But what is Dogecoin?
Well, it was created in 2013 and has a circulating supply of 117 billion coins. Of which 113 billion have already been mined.
Right, cool. So what is Dogecoin?
Yeah, like I said, it's a digital currency.
Like, okay, for instance, this is a dollar, right? It's real.
Say, sorta.
Yeah,
sorta
okay.
Real. Yeah.
So what is Dogecoin?
About as real as that dollar.
Now, Colin, are you making any sense of this?
Me? Well, I've actually been reading a lot about it, yeah, and I'm trying to diversify my investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. My question is, what is Dogecoin?
I'm glad you asked.
It's a good question.
Well, it's the future of currency. It's an unstoppable financial vehicle that's going to take over the world.
I get that, but what is it, man?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man? Everybody.
It's a hustle. And off the back of that appearance, Dogecoin lost more than a third of its price. Sean Keyes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
What is Dogecoin, Sean?
Dogecoin is a crypto. What makes it sort of interesting relative to other cryptos is that it was created as a joke. Okay. There's a lot of cryptos out there, especially back in 2013. Lots of cryptos were being created, and there was sort of a gold rush, and there was a lot of hype about crypto technology. And all the other coins were taking themselves very seriously, and they had big grandiose plans how they were going to like upend the financial system, and they were going to take over this and that. And Dogecoin sort of looked at all those guys and said, well, I'm going to make a crypto. I'm going to develop it in 2 hours. The symbol of it is going to be a sort of a gormless looking Japanese dog. It's going to have like a silly Comic Sans font, and the documentation is going to be in sort of pigeon doggy English. I'm just going to take the mick out of this whole thing. And so he created it, and that was fine. Everyone had a good laugh, and it was sort of forgotten about. That was 2013, so that was 8 years ago, until earlier this year. Elon Musk decides out of the blue that he wants to anoint Dogecoin as the next big thing.
Okay, so it stops being a joke and suddenly it's worth $50 billion.
Well, no, it went higher than...
We're losing Sean's line, are we?
It peaked at like $90 billion.
Okay, sorry, Sean, we're just losing your line. We might just try and keep going and see how we do. So you were saying it was worth a lot more than $50 billion at one stage.
Oh yeah, so it peaked at $90 billion, and after his Saturday Night Live event, where he sort of turned on it, next thing it's fallen back to $50 billion. So it went from zero to $90 billion to something like $30 billion in a short space of time.
Okay, and is it really worth anything? Can you do anything with it?
No, not really. No, but that's crypto for you. You know, that's the world of crypto. I mean. Dogecoin is interesting because it's like a very extreme example of the entire crypto space. You know, there's two ways that people look at crypto. There's two sort of competing narratives, right? And on one hand, you've got people who say that cryptos are built on this very like useful and important technology, and that useful technology is going to come in and it's going to take over from bits of our financial system. So you should buy it for that reason because, you know, it's about to get very important. And then there are other people who say, like, actually, nah, like, that's all nonsense. Like, the only reason that these things are going up is because some people are naive and other people are just greedy and they're buying it because it has been going up and that's what's driving it up. And I mean, in Dogecoin, you've kind of got this crypto which doesn't have any pretensions to be useful. It's just a joke. But nonetheless, it has gone from nothing to $90 billion. And it's sort of, in that sense, it's maybe a kind of a thumb in the eye of the very very serious crypto people who want to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend, we've all been reading and indeed talking this morning about the HSE ransomware hack, and Bitcoin was mentioned when people were talking about how much these people were looking for. There is an association when it comes to cryptocurrency and criminality.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as I said, like one of the arguments around these, around cryptos, is that they're going to be useful. And I mean, even skeptics of crypto have to concede that they are very useful for example, extorting people, you know, trafficking drugs. Like one thing that crypto has going for it is that it's anonymous. So you can like send money like anonymously around the world. No one ever needs to know about it. So you could, you know, you could hold the HSE to random, take your money, or to ransom, take your money, and no one would ever find out about it.
Yeah. And then on the Elon Musk side, I mean, the power that he has when he comments on cryptocurrency to alter the price dramatically. Now, I mean, it's one thing to ask whether it's responsible of him to do that, but it says a lot about the power of this one individual.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. He comes up all over this thing. And like, as I said, there's two ways of looking at this. And he sort of provides evidence for both arguments, because in one sense, he is the CEO of two extremely important companies. One is Tesla, the other is SpaceX. And in his capacity as CEO of Tesla, he said before in February that he would now start accepting Bitcoin in exchange for his cars. So, you know, when he did that, that sort of seemed to say something fundamental has changed about Bitcoin. And like, maybe it means that, you know, maybe more CEOs are going to start doing this. Maybe this is the beginning of a snowball. Maybe Bitcoins are going to be used for all sorts of transactions soon. So like, you know, in that way, in a very fundamental way, he sort of seemed to be saying that that Bitcoins are going to go from the edge of the financial system into the center of the financial system. But, so that was on the fundamental side. But then the other thing about Elon Musk is that he's kind of like an attention seeker. He's a bit of a prankster. He doesn't take things very seriously. And he's got this huge fat following. And he likes to just like mess around on Twitter. And in that capacity, when he steps up out of nowhere and says Dogecoin is the people's crypto. And that just sends Dogecoin absolutely flying. So, you know, he feeds into both narratives. He says both that crypto could be something very useful and important, and also that crypto is not really to be taken seriously and it's just a pure speculation.
And is there any consensus around crypto? I mean, what is it going to become?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I mean, the thing about crypto, the reason that's very good for accepting ransoms is that it's decentralized. And that means that there is no like central server somewhere anywhere in the world that like where all the transactions run through. Instead of that, the transactions are spread across the entire world. And so that's good because it means that the governments can't get involved, but it's bad if you're actually trying to do something practical, like, you know, for example, right, if you're Visa, you know, manages transactions all over the world. And Visa doesn't do it on that basis. Visa has one central server at the center. It's much, much faster. It's much more efficient. Everything goes through that. Cryptos, by comparison, because they're decentralized, they're much less efficient. And that limits their usefulness for practical purposes.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much for explaining all of that to us. Sean Keyes, finance correspondent with The Currency. Fionn Davenport will be with us very shortly. We're going to be talking about Munster and the delights that you will find there on your holiday at home this year.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.